It would not be difficult, my Fuhrer. Nuclear reactors could... I'm sorry, Mr. President. Nuclear reactors could provide power almost indefinitely. Greenhouses could maintain plant life. Animals could be bred and slaughtered.
Now I have become death, destroyer of worlds.
Minus 1 minute. Put on your goggles. Observers without goggles must face away from the blast.
One plane, one bomb, one city. One plane, one bomb, one city. One plane, one bomb, one city. One plane, one bomb, one city.
Fallout from atomic explosion. Every nuclear or thermonuclear bomb throws into the air a large cloud of radioactive particles. These man-made radioisotopes remain aloft for varying periods of time, but most of them eventually return to Earth. It is this return which is known as fallout.
From the far horizons of the unknown come tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Galaxy Science Fiction Magazine, presents...
오늘 그릴 그림은 노란 비명이라는 그림입니다. 오늘 그림은 주로 노란색을 사용해서 그릴 겁니다. 여러 노란색을 사용하고 색을 선택할 때에는 팔레트에서 여러 가지의 물감색을 보면서 이건 어떤 비명 같다 또는 이 색이라면 어떤 비명을 담기에 적합하겠구나 하는 판단을 하시면 됩니다. 자, 그림을 그리기 전에 마음을 가라앉히시고요. 자신의 호흡을 느껴봅시다. 좋습니다. 이제 다 된 것 같습니다.
A whistleblower seemed fairly confident that Mars colonists from the Shadow Government have been battling it out with other alien races for decades.
Mars attacks.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of truth in that movie.
They use
trillions of our tax dollars are building these colonies and investing in this corporate conglomerate of, you know, extraterrestrial advanced ET technologies.
We had a human colony there of 300,000, so I'm told. One was underground, one was above ground, Adam and Eve. They're conquered, they're being taken over. The human beings that are from Earth that volunteered or were kidnapped to go there are in deep trouble.
Umaru, you are there.
I got chased after by the priests and church today. My family is religious, and sometimes I will tag along to church. For Christmas Eve, I came, and even though I am an atheist, I am respectful. I won't sing, pray, say thank you to the Holy Spirit, or amen, and cross my forehead, yet I stand and kneel. I listen, but I never end up understanding a single word, nor do I remember it, if I'm being honest. Everyone's lining up to receive the body of Christ. Or the bread, when it's really just a cracker. And I was going to stay seated. However, that is seen to be disrespectful, since no one else was going to stay seated. I was told to get in line. I get this cracker, or bread, and apparently I'm supposed to say amen. But I said thanks. I didn't really want it, so I was gonna hand it to my sister or my dad, but instead I just kept walking with it. And I kid you not, the priest started getting people to chase me and chase after me himself and wouldn't let me leave until I ate it. He started yelling at me too. I really don't understand. My dad was behind me and said he was really furious and upset. And then when I told him, fine, I'll eat it, he didn't like me saying that either. Why is this cracker so important for me to eat? And why can't I leave with it?
Some favorite famous black cats include Salem of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Binks from Hocus Pocus, Snowball from The Simpsons, and
Little
Well, Bobby, we'll put it to a dead man. Well, Bobby. Yeah, the folks are. Well, Bobby.
If I was a homosexual or anything like that, would I be having sex with three women? Huh? Huh? Look at it. Look at it.
Mosey on down to the Atomic Shaman Trading Post. We have t-shirts, decals, refrigerator magnets and other swag for sale. What better way to show your support for the show? Our merch can only be found on t.pub/lit/AtomicShamanTradingPost. Like, share, subscribe and be sure to check the notification bell. Follow the Atomic Shaman on Twitter at Motel and RV Park. Listen to Paranormal Green Tech Stories on Atomic Shaman TTS on YouTube. Catch the live streams of Atomic Shaman Sweat Lodge only on Rumble.
To Nikki Haley, how about I jack off on your grave, you cocksucking son of a bitch? Nick Ricada said I could nut on your grave because I got a lot of nut, you know. I just breathe on a bitch and she get pregnant.
The graphics guru of digital visuals.
So if you would like to fund our efforts in traumatizing journalists with dank memes and abusive truth, you can purchase some t-shirts and other swag.
He puts the ass in aesthetics.
So there's absolutely no bodily contact allowed between unmarried men and women, such as holding hands, because that's fucking lewd.
The leader of my people.
I just went in, shook the boss's hand, and he gave me the job.
The tribal chief himself, Klaus Neuhaus.
Hey, yo, capital G, W, depleted uranium bush, notorious WMD, easy bake, yellow cake, spilled beams, dancing, Israeli dreams, son of a moonchild mama, skull and bones, sending drones. Message to the feds.
Last time on Earth, the death of Akira Toriyama has become the Mexican 9/11. The cartels have agreed to a ceasefire in honor of this beloved creator. All that and more on this week's episode of the Atomic Shaman Sweat Lodge.
Man, there's been a lot of happenings lately. Besides software updates muting all the audio up until now, that sucks, man.
Womp womp. Yeah. Womp
womp womp. So we got some crazy shit going on with Haiti. And cannibalism is making a comeback like never before. There's like some other stuff going on. So let me pull it up real quick.
Cannibalism reminds me of I had to do a report in high school on a mental disorder and I picked cannibalism. And instead of doing a real report, I made a slideshow that was basically propaganda, convincing everyone that they should be cannibals.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. I needless to say, I failed. But the first slide was like a Photoshop picture of someone eating body parts from a SpaghettiOs bowl. And a little child that says, "Why eat people? Because it's better."
So the thing was... if you were on Twitter Sunday, you got to see like these cannibal gangs taking over Haiti as the government collapsed. And so the newest like ruler of Haiti is this guy, and he's a Freemason, and I started digging into it. So it turns out the first time that they had a revolution in Haiti, when they kicked out all of like the French, the Freemasons were behind it. And so the guy who led that was named Toussaint Louverture. And so I'm not going to say that name again, but like they say, while many of the great liberators of humanity have gone in history as icons of civil evolution, many more have been swept away in time despite their valiant achievements. So Freemasonry teaches its initiates to always fight for the cause of human freedom, whether they are recognized or not. And so this guy was fighting to, he was born a slave at a plantation, allegedly the great-grandson of King Adala in modern-day Benin. It's estimated that he was born sometime between 1739 and 1746, according to a marriage license. But he's the one who led the revolution and getting everybody to oust all the French, you know, leadership and shit. And so, the current leader of Haiti's name is Jimmy Charizet, And he's known as General Barbecue because they have been barbecuing people alive. And if you were on Twitter, you got to see like someone like picking up like a charred leg from a fire and then pulling meat off the calf and eating it like in front of the camera.
Because it's better.
Yeah, so this guy's like sporting like a necklace with like a big old, you know, Freemason G, you know, the compass square thing, and he's even got a signet ring with it, like when he's all decked out in his battle rattle in his gun and shit. And then I looked up something according, I guess, a recent Reddit post was saying that Freemasonry is big over there in Haiti. It's a particularly in the civil service, judiciary, and legal profession, it goes all the way to the top. So it overlaps with voodoo secret societies and lodges, incorporating voodoo and magi into Masonic rituals. They have a good amount of influence in government politics. And so gangs are big on this voodoo, secret societies, and magi. And him being like a former cop with high connections, it's not surprising that he's doing all this shit for clout, you know? And so the business elite are not welcome in Masonry, and it's seen as like a Norse counterculture for their influence. So there's like an overlap with voodoo and all this stuff. And Masonry is like organized nationally, globally, and subdivided federally, so in the U.S. So Haitian Masonic lodges don't have any direct relationship with the United States Masons. They just meet and mingle at conferences, but they're not formally linked.
Well, you could say that they're grabbing life by the fork over there. Or eating outside the box.
Yep.
So bing, bing.
You got some poll data for us, Purchase?
Naturally, we have four polls we did this time. The first, we have missing Native American woman. What is the cause of the missing Native woman? 26% said domestic violence. 16% said fae folk. 16% other cryptids. 21% human trafficking, and 21% hot Cheetos and alcohol.
Skinwalker.
We all know it was the last one.
Yeah.
That's what's doing them all in more than anything.
Definitely. And our second poll was mantids. Not to be mistaken for mantits. Mantids. A Soviet document. We asked, which smells worse, mantids, they don't poop, or Indians, they poop everywhere? It's like 47% mantids, 53% Indians.
What?
That was a pretty close poll, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, well, I imagine when you do, like, what, two choices, you're bound to be pretty close, right?
I'm racist.
I guess it depends on the
Unless it's an obvious answer.
Right.
Like, are you gay?
Based?
Let's see. Twin Pines Schizo Thread. We asked, was 9/11 pre-planned? 33% said yes. Predictive programming. 33% said no. It's just a coincidence. And 33%, take your meds, schizo.
How dare you?
Yeah, so those who are not familiar with the Twin Pines thing, they're saying like the whole events that were going on in Back to the Future, like, were ran parallel to 9/11. So they were saying, like, I think it's 10:38 when Marty McFly, like, oversleeps or some shit. That's when, like, the first tower fell. All sorts of shit. If you want to see like all the coincidences between that and other movies, then check out
there the video. There's some weird shit.
The Illuminati!
But, yeah, I'm going to say, and you'll be proud to know that we got a context warning under this one. September 11 attacks, also called 9/11 attacks. Series of planes hijacked, blah, 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 because I'm Google and I'm the thought police. Fuck you, Google. Anyway. The next one was the Camilla conspiracy. And we asked, is Camilla changing the line of succession? 31% said, yes, she wants power. 31% said, no, take your meds, mad lad. And 38% said the lizard people always win.
Yeah, yeah, so those who aren't following, royals are just disappearing left and right. And apparently in England, the media is not supposed to talk about, you know, Kate Middleton's disappearance after her cancer surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, like, yeah, this photo comes out and everybody debunks it as AI generated, or they're taking pixels from a previous, like, Christmas photo. So that got shot down quickly. And people are still asking, where the hell is she? And how come, like, the twins or the kids aren't even attending school anymore? And then now it's like Prince William's missing.
Well, it could just be that people are enjoying the flavors of royalty over there.
Dance.
Continuing our cannibalism theme.
There you go.
That's right. And that is the four that we have.
Polls or this guy's cannibal jokes?
Sorry.
So who's giving their guest this week for mugshotties?
He's on Discord. Hold on a sec.
Hello, tiny Earth people. It's me, Nappa. I'm a Saiyan. What's a Saiyan, you might ask? Well, it's like a human, but stronger. And we're part monkey, but not in a racist way. Us Saiyans love to smash or pass. Normally, though, we smash heads in. But I've learned I can hold back for the sake of pleasuring a human woman. At least that's what Vegeta told me. And he has a half-breed son, so he knows a thing or two about space race mixing. So I gotta remember to use only my space penis, not my fists. I hear Earth women's vaginas are tiny. They couldn't possibly take all my 3 Earth inches. So I'm using only the tip of my space penis. Let's fucking go.
Got the real dramatic music going in the background. So our first mugshotty was arrested for possession of marijuana. And I'm not sure if she's like a previous like arrestee, because that heart tattoo on her cheek looks very familiar. I mean, she looks like a cute girl. And I'm sure she was holding it for her boyfriend, because I don't think it's really hers.
Aw.
I gotta back this up. Where are we?
She's just happy.
Oh, look at that. That's not even a real crime, and she's cute.
Yeah, she's happy. She didn't even look high. So I don't think she was high, you know.
She's smiling because she's being arrested by stupid people for stupid shit. No.
She's high.
To smash, yeah.
She's on the edibles.
Oh, you think she's on an edible?
I don't know, AJ. You're expert. There it is.
Good answer.
I didn't hear it.
This is a good answer. Don't worry about it. I would smash. Amy, you would smash?
I would smash. Okay. That smile lights up my day.
Yeah.
Be an edible with her.
Oh. All right. Let me see what Nappa says.
Earth sure is a strange place. Nowhere else in the universe is it illegal to be in the possession of a vegetable. What's weirder is you all smoke it. Stupid humans. You can't get nutrients that way. Tisk, tisk. Right. This poor woman's only crime is looking to add a little broccoli to her seared cat for some excellent stir fry. Considering she can cook, it's a smash. The stomach is the best way to a Saiyan's space penis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I love how self-aware he is about his space penis.
It's a space penis.
It's a beautiful thing. Not that I've seen it.
I don't think it was one of those cartoons. So mugshotty number 2 was arrested for domestic violence. And judging by the hair, I don't know if she's trying to cosplay Rogue, you know, really get into the...
Yeah, what's going on there?
Like, yeah, it's like, I'm going to say pass on that one. I just don't trust this girl, especially if she has Rogue's powers. You don't want to get involved with that.
I don't know. Little try hard vibes there. You know, if she's going to put in the extra effort, I can't know the story, but if I'm going to, based on appearance, I'll smash. Unless there's a really bad story behind this, you know.
Smash. I'm down to smash. I actually do like the hair thing. I have a thing for, like, the alt Look,
I don't think it's alt, dude.
It's a little alt, and it doesn't look
punk or alt.
It doesn't.
Come on.
It's too much of a dusty blonde, and too much of a regular neutral brown.
Are you calling her a Karen? That's fucked up.
I was gonna call her. That's why I wouldn't smash. I would pass on her. I've seen her kind.
All right. Nobody else has anything?
She looks finger looking good.
Damn.
I'm going to keep doing these fucking puns. You know that, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Earth sure is a strange place. Nowhere else in the universe is it illegal to be in the possession of a vegetable.
Oh, that's the same one.
You stupid Mystic bastard. Violence?
That's normal in a Saiyan's household. It's practically how we get off. Both Kakarot and Vegeta have what you humans call unhealthy, abusive relationships with their partners. You stupid humans just don't understand the ecstasy being near death and coming all at the same time. I'm throwing down the gauntlet on this beauty. We're going to smash each other's space genitals in.
Damn.
Man.
I like that he's running with the gimmick of space genitals and space penis.
But most of the battles are in space or on other planets.
Uh-huh.
So our next mugshot, he was arrested for a hit and run. And I'm going to say with those fake eyelashes, she probably couldn't see what she hit. And so she wasn't really running. I'll give it a smash.
Eyelashes.
Damn.
I mean... She's a looker. I mean, like, I'll say this, like, once you pop, you just can't stop. But, more food puns. But knowing that she's a criminal degenerate with the hit and running, nah, I got to pass. I got integrity. Or at least enough not to, run away like that. Both of you are the other white meat.
You know what?
Smash.
I'm a smash, too. I don't mind her look. She's just something sexy, wild about it. She's like, she can hit and run me. I'm okay with that. Bye.
Oh. Dang. Oh, shit. Is that...
I don't know. Hey, right?
That was not a soundbite.
That was spirit. Yeah, girl.
Yeah, girl. All right.
I feel conflicted. On the one hand, she is hot for a human, which makes my space PP swell with primal monkey fucking excitement. But on the other hand, she is a coward. What kind of warrior hits someone and runs? Stay and fight. Finish your enemy. No mercy. I don't care if that's the best Earth pussy in the 12 multiverses. Cowards don't deserve to reproduce. Nor do they deserve the pleasures of Nappa's third chubby thumb. Pass.
Okay, moving on.
That, I'm sorry, that music just makes everything he says feel so much more exciting. Can I get my own music whenever I talk? That's amazing.
Do it, dude. Just get a sound.
Yeah, so what was it, mugshotty number 3? She was arrested for murder and kidnapping. Girlfriend of NBA G League player Chance Comanche charged with murder and kidnapping after police found her friend's remains in a Nevada desert.
Whoa.
That's pretty hardcore.
That's super hardcore.
Yeah, I'm not interested in her at all, though. No. I'm going to pass.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't, and I am not going to nut on this one. She may not snap into my Slim Jim.
Oh, okay.
Pass. See, I'm good at this food shit. What can I tell you?
That's the gimmick of the night. No, I'm good. That's like... some fucking crazy Vato's fucking younger sister, and he's gonna kill me if I even look at it.
You're so right.
I'm good. Pass.
What's the tattoo on her neck say? Is that like 1 of 7?
Either 1 of 7 or 1 of 1, you know. But I believe 1 of 7.
Yeah.
Knowing
maybe she's collecting Dragon Balls.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
It's just gonna be that. It's cannibal jokes and DBZ jokes.
Oh. I was about to make a Kegel joke. She has the 101 Dragon Ball up her little cooch. And she's doing Kegel exercises with it.
Jeez. Very specific. All right. Nappa, what do you think?
Murder and kidnapping. To you humans, these so-called crimes can be traumatic days, which burrow themselves in psyches of people, causing irreparable damage to mental health and sanity due to the sudden and tragic loss of a loved one. To me, though, it's just another Tuesday. Here is a human woman willing to vanquish her enemies and hairy pussy competition. Victor goes the spoils. And that's me. I'm spoiled. Smash.
Okay.
I can,
you know, from the perspective of a Saiyan, a lot of this was making sense.
I was trying to figure out if Emma was eating chips. I was going to smack her. But it was Beard. It's okay. Beard's hungry. He's talking about cannibalism.
I know.
All right. Our next mugshot is arrested for financial transaction credit card fraud. And she looks familiar, too. I think she might have been on a past episode, but I can't remember.
Yeah. Maybe for the same thing.
Man. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. This butt is not for you. Pass. You look like a mannequin.
Oh shit!
She does look pretty lifeless. I'm gonna pass on this one.
Are you sure this ain't a joke one? And somebody put their sex doll in front of the
right?
Yeah, it's a little not there. Like it's too.
I was thinking one of those things that the hairstylist practice on when they're doing their hair shit.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
Oh, like just the head mannequins.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see that, but yeah, no. There's just like no depth to her. But I still smash. Fuck it.
Really?
See, no movement. She can just starfish out like Johnny Softman.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
All right. Napa, what do you think?
Wow, she is a looker. I generally despise thieves. But she only stole make-believe money used to control you humans. Even though I admire the banks and puny hat men that herd you sheep humans, I would still smash this vixen. I hear human men have a fetish for big titty goth women. I need to know if these dommy mommies can really give me the little death. Smash.
All right, here's our next one. I know she was, I think, on our last episode because that neck tattoo is a dead giveaway that she's been on before.
Yeah, she was on the last one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she was arrested for disorderly conduct. Imagine that. And that looks like fresh blood on her nose, too.
I mean, I'm...
Oh, wow. She's fucking hot.
Oh, okay. This is
the one that AJ was all like, those are instructions for choking.
Yep.
Right there.
Yes. You're right. I'm like, was the disorderly conduct going out in public dressed like that?
Sorry, say that again, Beard. Sorry.
Was the disorderly conduct going out in public dressed like that?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think it was her like 80s style of fashion.
Jesus, it should be. Well, I guess we already know everyone's answer then, right?
I'm thinking she got in a tussle.
I think so.
Even though it doesn't say assault, you know.
Oh, man.
Anyway, disorderly conduct, I mean, couldn't she have just been like high in public too?
Could have been drunk.
Could have been looking like this.
Yeah. Are you printing? Are you printing this woman's picture?
No. Fucking every goddamn thing is updating in my goddamn house. Okay. Like I had to restart Windows like only 2 hours ago or whatever. Yeah. Like the fuck.
It's okay. AJ's having the same problem. She had to update and now she's in the truck stop.
Damn.
Let me play the sixth. No.
Drag her back in.
Maybe she want to talk about the tattoo lady. Can you talk about the tattoo lady, AJ?
Yeah, tell us about the instructions around her neck.
What tattoo lady?
The one from last week. She got arrested again.
Tattoo lady with the
one. The drunkie?
Yeah, the drunkie.
What about her?
Nothing. She came back.
Doing our smash and pass, and she got arrested again.
Oh, I see. Oh, this chick. This isn't who I was thinking of at all.
Okay.
I was thinking of the Asian chick, the little crazy wife lady.
Shit, yeah.
No, this is the one that was on a month ago when you were last on.
I remember her now.
She's still. people?
Yeah. I mean, we talked about choking her. That's what it was.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm still willing to choke her. That's all good for me.
There you go. It's almost unanimous.
That's a one-liner.
Very beautiful. Her eyes, lips, and hair all make me see those little love tweet-tweet birds you only see in cartoons. And I can only assume those markings on her neck symbolize the number of kills she's collected. Very nice. I like them bloodthirsty. Smash.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. Well, we got the right guest for this week, then. Jesus.
We've got our next one. Mugshotty number 7. And she was arrested for assault. And it doesn't really tell much after that, but she's happy. She's smiling. I'm wondering if this is like a revenge motivation. She doesn't look like she took any damage during the assault.
Damn.
What year was this photo taken? This looks like out of like some old yearbook.
I know. It was like just before Christmas on December 23rd.
Their police station is under. They only get cameras from like 2002. Well, I would smash.
It's a pass for me.
It's a pass.
She's too normal. She's too just like
normal. Yeah, that's what I was like. I'm trying to think of the word. That's the word. Like
a Yorktown mall, you know.
Yeah, her ends look frosted. I don't like that look. I didn't like it in the 90s either. Yeah.
I'll smash because I know one thing: happy tastes good.
Yeah.
Wow, that's an insider's peek.
Yeah.
See, I got the slogans here.
Yeah.
That's what he was printing.
Oh, yeah. He was printing out all his jokes. Are you ready? Good job, Beer. That's the way to do it. Does anyone else want to go? No, Brandy? Okay.
I can't even see what you guys are looking at. Like,
oh. She's on her phone, so she can't see what's on the screen, I think.
Just imagine your generic girl from, like, 2002.
That I sit behind. I just, my phone's on the fucking charger. I'm putting makeup on. I'm just going to be ready to talk about bullshit. So, yeah, I can't see it because, like, you used to put the video up in the chat, so I could kind of see it. But, you know, I haven't been on that much in a long time, and I just don't have... I don't have a dedication to this, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have, like, something that I have can watch it, and then also talk on it, you know?
That's a long way to say pass. Got it. You'll pass. Okay.
There, we put it up on the screen.
There it is. We'll go, Napa, what do you think?
She's got that dog in her, as you humans say. Not only can she throw down, but she is thrilled by the excitement of battle. Just look at that face. Her human body must be so moist from pommeling her enemies into dust.
God.
I think I might have came a bit in my speedos.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Fortunately, I still have enough seed left in the old ball tank to plop a monkey baby in her. Make her a real Saiyan bride. Smash, fight, marry, reproduce, and fight some more. Hey, woo-ga.
Man.
Wow. He was aggressive there.
I want to hire this guy.
You want to hire Napa? I hear he's an agent now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if he owns Napa Auto Parts, but that might be a different Napa.
Might be a different Napa.
Luke Shally, number 8, was arrested for disturbing the peace.
Oof.
Yeah.
She disturbs my peace.
Just a bit.
She's a little dead there, man. Like, there's no.
It's the eyelashes, man. Like, she would look so much better and probably more humane. I don't know.
I like her freckles or her, like, beauty marks are really cute. That is. Yeah, I'm into those, but nah.
Whatever it is, she doesn't have it.
Yeah,
and I have to say, if it doesn't sizzle, send it back.
You know what, Beard?
Are you amazed by the number of slogans I have?
Yeah, you should be Chef Beard now, dude.
Yeah, I'm not the chef anymore. It's you now. You're cooking them up.
Napa. I would pass. Napa, what do you think?
God! Put that thing away! It's just depressing to look at. She's generally okay looking, but her sour face really affects me in the worst and non-horny ways. I would actually collect all 7 Dragon Balls to wish she had some kind of meaning in her life. Those dead eyes.
You know what? Oh, she's sick.
Where's her pride? Where's her identity? I see only a shell of wasted potential.
Yup.
Yuck pass.
Yuck pass.
What are you gonna say, Jake?
I was gonna say she looks like a really sad, dark version of Amanda Bynes.
Oh, I see it.
Ooh. Already sad. Is that, as a person.
What was that?
Oh, we lost her. She's in the shop.
Oh, no. Not the portal. So our next mug shot, he was arrested for racing on the highway and driving on a suspended license.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling this one either.
Courtney Love vibes. Boom, smash.
Yeah, there's something.
I can see that.
Not right here. And the vibe I get is something that I don't want to deal with. I'm going to make a run for the border.
Nice.
Wait,
this was on Christmas that she got arrested. So.
Make a run for the border used to be a Taco Bell slogan.
Oh, okay. Didn't. There you go.
You want me to grab it?
Also campaign before Liv Moss.
I didn't know that.
Oh. Wow. Did we just show our age?
Wow. I don't know. Brandy's trying to communicate from the shadow realm. What's going on? What did you say, Brandy?
I said you didn't recognize that motto, the Taco Bell thing.
No, I did not.
You're old too. Just
get that. Well, her eyebrows are shut. That's the only part that I don't like. All right, Napa, what do you think?
Hey, baby, I hear you like to go fast. Well, come on, hop on my wax perfectly toned back. Wee.
Oh,
I can destroy your world. Explosions, shimmering, splendid. Now tell me, convict, when did you last let your impulses decide? I can open your legs. Country by country, take you over sideways and under on a magic Saiyan dick. A whole new world, new fantasy point of view. No one to tell us no or where to go or say. Only killing.
Oh man.
Okay, I'm glad it's over.
That's awesome.
I'm glad that's over. That was dedication.
After we smash.
Are you saying you didn't like fucking Napa?
No, I just don't like a whole new world.
Napa, are you gonna take this?
I don't think Gosling could have done it any better.
No, I'm fucking crying over here. Oh my god. Oh my god.
He's just got to chime in on that. Napa, that was an amazing performance. In fact, here are all my awards for best song. You deserve it, Say and Ken.
Aw, oh, geez. Thanks. I'd cry, but I was told by Lord Frieza that's gay. He, she, they, whatever they identify as, said that monkeys should only cry when they get AIDS or they want to get lenient from the court. Not sure what he meant by any of that. But thanks. These prestigious awards will go right next to my Funko Pops.
Oh my god.
We've got our final mugshotty for the night. She was arrested for a second degree attempted murder and second degree vehicular assault. And she's very happy about it. Now, I don't know what's going on with her outfit. I don't know if that's a prison uniform or she's wearing hospital scrubs.
Dude, she's happy and proud.
She's amped.
All right. I know how I should feel, but I don't. Crave is a powerful thing. I will smash.
She's got crazy ex-girlfriend vibes. She probably ran her ex assault vehicle. Yeah.
She looks incredibly dangerous. I'd be afraid of her.
Smash. You know what? Smash.
Dude, I might have to reuse Happy Tastes Good here. Like...
I'm going no on this one. She's too skinny.
Really? Too skinny?
Yeah.
I'm going to go against the curve and say smash.
You don't want to feed the flame?
No, I would have her feed my flame. And she probably can go to town. And I'll have her pussy with that tongue.
Come on, but no rules. Just right. Come on. Eat up every moment.
Exactly. She.
This is going to be all night, folks. Just all night. Be prepared, chat.
I want to see. Katie fell, and now we have to pay for it.
Yeah, I want to see forks in the chat. Some kind of roasted chickens or something. I don't know what you guys got in there. Napa, what do you think? Oh, no.
Wow, here's my overall winner. Ding, ding, even though she failed to kill the target. Look at that smile. That is the spirit of a true warrior.
Hey.
Excited and moist from the prospect of drinking the blood of her enemies. My children would greatly benefit from her beautiful and dangerous genetics. Smash. Oh, crap. Vegeta's home.
Nappa, what the hell are you doing in my home?
Well, the door was unlocked because someone broke it, and I figured I'd call a repairman, but they've had me waiting.
You're lying, Nappa!
Wait!
You're calling into cringe podcasts again!
No!
Of course!
Vegeta!
Fucking long-distance chargers!
Let's talk about this, Vegeta. You're getting that glowing look in your eyes. Just power down, and we'll talk. Hey, remember the time we put laxatives in Frieza's smoothie? Man, that was fun. Shit in his chair for days. Vegeta!
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, damn. Oh. Well, I
we'll
guess
have
he
to
got...
wish him back if we want him.
Entrance.
All right.
I'm grateful he honored us with his tiny space penis.
Wow, that was beautiful.
So yeah, you could really taste the flavor off that one.
So New York Governor Kathy Hochul plans to deploy 750 National Guard members to assist the NYPD in subway safety targeting violent incidents. So Hochul proposes legislation allowing judges to ban dangerous individuals from riding subway or buses for 3 years. And she aims to increase the presence of law enforcement, deploy more outreach, and install cameras in conductor cabins and enhance subway safety. So I think New York City's a testbed to see how the public's going to deal with martial law. Now, remember, they just recently imprisoned a veteran that was protecting the public from a violent individual. And I believe that we are in the beginning stages of a color revolution. Now, I just heard that Hochul has banned the National Guard from using their rifles. So I guess she didn't like the idea of them having long rifles or assault rifles, you know. And it's like, well, what do you expect them to use if you wanted them for extra, like, security? So that's just kind of retarded.
Yeah, and yeah, I don't even know where to begin with this.
There's a lot of areas that we can go into, considering the fact that Klaus, you're right, that New York is the test subject, because if we think about what's been happening here in over here in Chicago with the youth, them like terrorizing downtown, you know, it's unruly. It's getting crazy. They're gonna wanna have martial law over here if motherfuckers don't know how to act.
Yeah, boy.
That's the Hegelian dialectic where you create problem, reaction, and solution. So you create the problem and sell the public on a solution that's worse than the problem to get like the result that you want.
Nice.
So singer Dorian Electra has received a lot of attention on TikTok for posting videos whereby they install litter boxes in public restrooms while on tour. in order to be more inclusive towards people who identify as animals. Now, the performer has largely a queer fan base and is currently traveling across the United States on their fanfare tour. So last month, she posted a video on TikTok announcing that they would be providing the litter boxes and bathrooms for all animal-identifying concert goers on the tour. She also added that it's an inclusivity in action. The video shows the Texas-born singer crossing out a sign that reads all gender restroom, replacing gender with the word species. So then they entered the room and put a litter box next to the floor, on the right by the toilet. They also revealed later that they posted the site that will attempt to clean up all litter boxes after each show as well. So most people think that Dorian is just joking with the video, and even with the artist even creating a t-shirt with a message, I use the litter box in the gender neutral bathroom at the Dorian Electric concert. And I'm not gonna claim her as a Texan since she is from Austin, so she could be a Californian transplant. You know, that's what I'm gonna say.
The biggest ever.
Damn. There's no way.
I'm just retarded as a faggot. Right?
If you, they better be paying people more money to clean your shit.
To clean your shit?
Think of the parasites you could catch from that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, they better be getting, like, occupational hazard pay or something like that. Like, that's wild.
So, how bad do you think things are in your life now? Remember that you're not Anita Sarkeesian staging a wedding theme 40th birthday party at which she didn't actually get married. It's because of her that we had the first Gamergate, and we are currently on our second Gamergate, and I encourage all real gamers to bully game journalists for backing woke game development.
Yeah.
So despite building an entire business on forcefully injecting identity politics into video games, employees of the Inclusion Focus Narrative, a consultant Asian company, a Sweet Baby Incorporated, are absolutely livid at a Steam user who began taking steps to ensure the public to know which exactly specific game titles that they've worked on. So a self-described inclusion-focused narrative and consultation company, their main objective is to review and edit a given video game script through the lens of diversity and inclusion. Most notably, Sweet Baby Inc. has provided sensitivity rating for Alan Wake 2, Goodbye Volcano High narrative, and character consultation with a focus on representation for God of War Ragnarok, story consultation for Marvel Spider-Man 2, and script writing duties, including cutscenes and banter for Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. They have also been provided unspecified support for Xbox Games Studios, EA, Valve, Santa Monica Studio, 2K, Ubisoft, Square Enix, Warner Brothers Games, Wizards of the Coast, and more. So, like, in light of this self-declared mission and many questionable narrative decisions that they've seen in games they worked on, such as race swapping of the Norse god Angrobada in God of War, Ragnarok, or pretty much every piece of dialogue in Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, recent years have seen this company come to be a key player in Western video game industry's ongoing reference to ESG and DEI philosophies. So, to end this tell end of February 2024, they saw an unsatisfied player create a public Steam curator page, which actually titled Sweet Baby Inc. Detected, with the intent of warning everybody on which titles that the company had did all their handiwork on. So along next to this title that they worked with, the user wrote not recommended, and they provided proof and screenshots, their own website tweets of Sweet Baby Inc.'s involvement in the given title. So that's kind of funny that they got called out. And they got real pissed off about it. And then now they're pushing game journalists to attack the consumers for calling them out on this shit. The consumers are fighting with the journalists right now, saying, you guys are on the wrong side of history. You know, it's the consumers that make the industry, not like these developers. You know,
that's true.
Yeah.
Rise up, gamers. I'm more interested about this birthday wedding. Ladies, would you have a birthday wedding? Like, would you theme your having a wedding?
Oh wait, so I'm not having it on my birthday, it's just themed a birthday.
So like, you're and you're all like, you know what, I need a party, but I'm the bride. And
it's themed as
yes.
Okay.
No I don't think either way is appropriate. I don't think you should have a wedding that's themed as a birthday, and I don't think you should be a bride on your birthday.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's weird. Both of those are weird behaviors.
Yeah, it's just weird. Well, I think she's just doing it as a cope because she's 40 and still single, you know?
Weird. No, that's still weird. People are acting like 40s. Like,
yeah,
I
don't
know. You know, good advice for this lady is just buy a bucket of chicken and have a barrel of fun.
Yeah!
All right. So,
better way to deal with it.
So doctors at a New Delhi hospital removed 39 coins and 37 magnets from a man's intestines after he swallowed the metals under the assumption that zinc helps in bodybuilding. So x-rays were taken before the surgery inside Sir Ganja Ram Hospital to show massive metal clots forming the 26-year-old's intestines after he spent several weeks ingesting all the coins while undergoing treatment for an undisclosed psychiatric condition. The Anaheim News reports the patient, who was not publicly named, believed that he could absorb the zinc from all 39 coins he ate through eating the magnets that would aid in the process. The doctors learned to the extent of what he had done and arrived at the emergency room with complaints of vomiting and abdominal pain that had gone on for more than 20 days. The coins and magnets, which caused intestinal obstruction in his body, prompting for an immediate surgical procedure to remove the metal.
Oh my God. 20 days of vomiting before he's like, all right, maybe I should go to the doctor.
Yeah, that's up there with, like, what was it, the last time with the boner dude? We were like, really? How long were you going to have this before you went to the hospital, right?
Remember, he had to stop to the drive-thru to get food before even thinking about
going to the top. Yeah, he was like, okay, now I'll go. Wait, hold on. So now you guys ask us all these questions all the time, like, ladies, blah, blah, blah. So now I have to ask you, why the fuck don't you guys go to the doctor? Like, I hear men all the time, like, I won't go because if I don't know, then it's not a problem. But, like, that's a problem.
I don't need magnets.
I know you're smart enough to not eat magnets, but you know.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna say, like, in certain circumstances, I'd rather die than deal with the problem anyway.
I mean, fair, yes.
Because, you know, I don't want to be, like, in debt the rest of my life or broke because of it. I'm just like, nah, I'll die.
It's always cheaper to
die. That being said, there's still certain things. Like, I know that if I have pain in my lower left abdomen, I'm like, oh shit, that's probably something I should go get taken care of, like, yesterday.
For me, I just given up, you know. There we go. That's a sad song.
Oh.
I thought the party was better. Like, hell yeah. Gave up.
Another one?
That makes it better.
Yeah, exactly. Woo-hoo!
All right, so Roxo, a 24-year-old Vedic astrologer from Austin, Texas, had lost an immense amount of money trading cryptocurrencies, and now is funding his lifestyle with credit cards. So getting a regular job, he explained, is only for the worst-case scenario, but Hammer believes Roxo's current situation couldn't get any worse, so he's going to say, I'm borderline ready to kick you off, and he told him that this is the angriest I've ever been. So Roxo started trading cryptocurrencies in 2020 with $40,000. He eventually turned that into $440,000. Unfortunately, his day trading was fueled by immense leverage at high as 17 times his equity. So that's an excessive conventional metrics, but not unusual in cryptocurrency, where platforms can often leverage its ratios as high as 125. So however, excessive borrowing is a double-edged sword, and he finally figured that out. He lost about 70% of his portfolio when trading the platform FTX on cryptocurrencies. Terra Luna collapsed in 2022 based on his own analysis done by Vedic astrology, which focuses on karma and personality traits. The events happened to him were driven by the eclipse of Taurus and Scorpio. Ooh. So the Bank of International Settlements estimated more than $450 billion in market value was destroyed when Terra Luna project collapsed, while FTX's bankruptcy dissolved another $200 billion. So altogether, the cryptocurrency lost $1.8 trillion that year, leaving 3/4 of retail investors, 40% who are men under the age of 35, with significant losses. Undeterred by his failure to predict the market collapse, he believes he can make a living as a Vedic astrologer predicting the fortunes of others. He admitted, however, that he isn't currently earning any income. Meanwhile, his portfolio is down to pennies and his monthly budget is fueled by credit cards.
Damn.
So speaking of credit card debt, you can help support the efforts of Van Rollington and his use of artificial intelligence by donating to his Patreon at patreon.com/VanRollington. You can support the Atomic Shaman Sweat Lodge when you purchase a t-shirt at our store at tpublic.com/Atomic Shaman Trading Post, or make a donation to buymeacoffee.com/Atomic Shaman Streamlabs.com/TalkShowMySweatLodge/tip to hear your comments read live on air.
Y'all bitches can donate at the links.
So authorities in Canada arrested a man for allegedly breaking into a pair of stores, and cops say that they were able to identify him because he had a pet chihuahua with him, which was inexplicably accompanied during the capers. So the weird case reportedly began late last month in the city of Winnipeg when an individual burglarized a beer store with a diminutive dog in tow and made off with some alcohol. Following a week later, a similar heist occurred at a jewelry store. And then once again, the brazen bandit and chihuahua by his side. And they said that I've never seen anything like this. The police spokesperson said that someone with this curious, canine accomplice had brought about like the dog just for the break-ins. And it's not like the dog could help him carry off the loot, you know?
Yeah.
And to that end, the presence of the pooch proved a critical clue in the case. Investigators instructed officers to be on the lookout for a small dog that was clearly connected to the crimes. Winnipeg police subsequently spotted the suspect walking his chihuahua down the street past Saturday and then recognizing the proverbial best friend from the burglaries. So they swooped in and arrested Jason David Van Vick for the two heists. And detailing the bust on social media, Winnipeg police indicated that the dog was taken into safe care and not injured during the apprehension. So what will become the next of the dog is uncertain, although one can only hope that its running with the law will inspire chihuahua to stay on the straight and narrow going forward.
Is that like a chihuahua?
Yeah, it's a chihuahua.
Yeah, it's an angry one. Yeah.
So there's a
I'm looking at the t-shirt. Sorry, I got distracted. The booty one, I'm definitely buying one of those. The Tulsi 2020 shirt.
Yeah.
The chick's ass looks great. It's perfect. Yeah, yeah. Everyone coconut go get that t-shirt. Yeah.
That's another plug right there. He donated tonight. That's kind of gay.
Yeah, so I actually made that meme back in 2018. So it's a pretty old meme, but it's got
the throwback.
So a species of worm-like amphibians have been caught on camera feeding milk to its young. The creature known as a caseolin lives underground. So like researchers believe that the animal developed ability to produce milk-like substance independently of mammals. We're known for feeding milk to their young, so caseolins are descended from the same lineage of frogs and salamanders hundreds of millions of years ago, but their ancestors buried deep in the ground. They lost their legs, their eyes, and just stopped working, so their bodies just became long and segmented. And so they just look like a long, shimmering earthworm with a head, which some think it's gross, you know? So the characterization of the Martin Antoniazzi totally rejects the idea that he doesn't believe that they're disgusting. They're a biologist at the Institute Butantan, San Paulo, Brazil. And it's a home to a lot of these species, and he's just a big fan of them. So a particular species that they're talking about is called the Synopsis annulatus. And so the mother of the species will give birth to a brood of wriggly babies who then proceed to eat the mother's skin off. So once a week, they can eat the mother's skin. And then, this doesn't
a little
this...
every day goes a long way.
Yeah, and the babies get lots of nutrition from the skin. So, they were saying that the structural biology leads the team to studying these creatures and think it's a fascinating process. I think it's kind of gross, though. But they can only do this, once a week, you know? And so the team, stuck a camera down a nest to watch this whole thing proceed. And they said the babies preferred to go to the tail of the mother first and then work their way up. So they said they saw a secretion coming out of the tail. And they said it was the kind of substance that looked like milk. So they don't know if it's real milk that contains lipids and sugar similar to real mammalian milk, or it just has a usual, form of nutrition for anything that lays eggs, you know. So they haven't determined that if it's real milk or not.
Dude, they're weird looking.
That's breakfast at its peak.
It's like an eel and a worm had a baby. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. And so a 62-year-old man from Magdeburg, Germany, received 217 COVID-19 vaccine jabs over 29 months for private reasons. He showed no side effects and never tested positive for COVID and had elevated antibodies. So researchers found that the hyper-vaccinated improved the quantity but not the quality of his immune response with high levels of immune system cells and antibodies. So the study concluded that while unprecedented hypervaccination did not harm him, it did not significantly made him better, like his immune system, still serving as an individual case study. Now, I hear this guy is under a fraud investigation because he would get a shot in place for someone who didn't want to get one, and he got paid for giving him the certificate of vaccination.
Oh.
So he's probably going to get in trouble. I don't know what they're going to do to him.
What, Pfizer's going to sue him? Like, who gives a shit?
I don't know. It's in Germany. I don't know what
they're
going to go after him.
So Sheldon Johnson was an ex-convict who recently appeared on the Joe Rogan show for advocating for rehabilitative justice. And, well, 5 days later, he was seen arrested after police found a headless torso in his apartment. And I just want to know if the torso was seasoned or if he was using it as a fleshlight.
Oh, dude.
And that brings us to our
That's the next poll.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, Beatrice, what can you tell us about like these humiliation rituals? Because it seems like Sean Puffy Combs is making people go through them for fame.
Right. Well, yes. I thought in an effort not to be entirely degenerate, although we prefer to be, I'd get into the cultural history of what is known as petticoating or petticoat punishment. Which is where all of this stuff is thought to start from. So petticoating or pinaforing, I think is the original word used for it, is the forced feminization of a man or boy that involves dressing them as a woman or girl and is a form of humiliation or punishment or fetish. The practice has become a genre of erotic and sexual fantasy. Petticoat punishment was a form of child discipline with credible stories going back as far as Victorian times. Petticoat punishment as a sexual fetish reenacts the scenario and was not part of the original implementation of the punishment. As a fetish interest, these activities are exaggerated and sexualized and include humiliation and/or public nudity. The male is feminized into a, quote, sissy by, and that is the modern slang term for them, person receiving the punishment, by a female, well, typically a female, often a mother or aunt in the role play, in front of other family members or strangers in the role play. Yes. Petticoating sometimes includes being forced to wear makeup, carry dolls, purses, and other items associated with girls. Petticoat discipline has been known to be used in relationships where the wife is exercising control over their husband. These examples include a husband having to wear a feminine apron around the house while they're forced to do housework or chores or other typical role-playing scenarios. So, to summarize, like, this has been well documented as a part of weird practice and fetish and punishment for over 300 years. historically speaking, it would seem that the very beginning or front end of the Victorian era, there had been a handful of recordings of this happening in a couple places, and it moved into the area of fetish territory, refining itself up into the modern era. But to go over some history of the term petticoat, because we don't want to be totally dirty all day long, I'll go over a little bit of etymology here, because a lot of the phrasing and popularization of petticoat lends itself to how feminization is implemented in the fetish. 14th century men and women wore undercoats called petticoats. The word petticoat came from Middle English, petticoat, C-O-T-E, or petticoat, C-O-O-T-E, meaning a small coat or coat. The original petticoat was meant to be seen with an open gown. Wearing petticoats as undergarments was well established in England in 1585. In the 16th century, to the 19th century, petticoats were fashioned from matching or contrasting textiles and highly decorative and embroidered. Petticoats in Western men's dress would become known as waistcoats. Yes. So in spite of what you might think, yeah, men wore petticoats at one point. In 18th century Western world, petticoats were components of a gown, a part of the exterior of the garment and meant to be seen. The term referred to an outer skirt. Under petticoat were undergarments, shorter than the regular petticoat, also known as a dicky, which is another slang term for shit in petticoat culture, for fetishes. But I won't get into that. In the American colonies, working women wore bedgowns over petticoats that normally matched in color. The style known as polonaise reveals parts of the petticoat intentionally. In the mid-19th century, petticoats were worn over hoops known as crinolines. Petticoats developed flounces toward their back. The frilly things that fly the fuck out. Petticoats were also worn in layers. Colored petticoats came into fashion by the 1890s, made from silk and featured decorative frills and edges. And this is when they finally don't just become an accessory to clothing, but become part of the, I guess, the zeitgeist of the modern person in the mainstream. Which is probably why we see, well, whatever, I'll get into it. In the 20th century, petticoats were circular, had flounces and buttons to attach additional flounces to. Bloomers used as replacements for petticoats when working. Ruffled, stiffened petticoats became extremely popular during the mid-century. Yes. So, in summation, there is some historical record of petticoating being used as punishment in real life going back to Victorian times. Such records are difficult to find, but evidence does exist that it may have been used only a handful of times as a punishment in a few private schools back then. It would appear that petticoating is not well documented after that time in history until early 1900s. So most of the documentation of it occurring is secondhand hearsay or other recorded ways of non-incidental documentation or factual documentation. But we know that between those two periods of time, well, shit doesn't just stop existing, you know? Mm-hmm. Knowing that the practice was meant to shame and embarrass, this raises the question as to whether it was being practiced in secret or simply too harshly embarrassing to document. It's being practiced in a secret, if true, would explain how it still exists in practice among elites as a kind of inductive blackmail. Especially seeing as there are communities and a select literature about it going back to the early 1900s. There would be no refinement of this practice in writing in the early 1900s if it were not being practiced between those two periods. So literature going back to the 1900s includes articles about the method of practice. Today, there are books on the subject of petticoating meant to help others refine the enjoyment of their fetish and the effectiveness of punishment. There are also online communities that discuss and share about petticoating, writing fiction for each other, sharing stories, and even arranging events so that they can meet up in real life and the like. So in the modern culture of petticoating is practiced still today as both a sexual fetish and as a punishment, as far as we know. But with no involvement of children, thank God. Popular literature of the subject reads like erotic horror crossover. So, for example, the literary series Petticoat Discipline, which is widely sold on Amazon, include such titles as Oopsie Daisy, I Tricked My Teenage Son Into Living Like a Real Girl, and From Bad Boy to Beauty Queen, Petticoat Discipline Tricks in Naughty Sons, and Queen for a Day, How to Trick Your Naughty Son Into Dressing as a Girl. Yes, it's the whole thing. And yes, you can buy the books about the shit on Amazon.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And in online communities, there are groups that see petticoating as many things from punishment to fetish. The petticoat discipline does exist. Quote, petticoat discipline, unquote. It does exist on places like Facebook, where it has over 100 members on its community page. Crossdresser.com boasts itself as the number one community online for cross-dressing, having over 1 million forum threads hosted on its community forum about cross-dressing, and a robust community of people that share their interest in petticoating, specifically. There was even a beloved website, no longer existing, known as Petticoat Discipline Quarterly, or petticoated.com, that hosted images of petticoating that people would share as part of a community. And it saw its demise. It no longer exists because of the growth of social media sites, making it easier to share content across communities. And it is lamented publicly, if you'd like to see, on sites like Reddit. On Reddit, you can look under r/sissy and see the post "The End of an Era" with a link to the Wayback Machine's web archive of the website. So,
what I'm hearing is that nobody's trademarked petticoat parties. So, AJ, you should probably get on the...
Yeah. Stop
slacking. Petticoat parties.
There you go.
Yeah. So knowing all that, given the cultural context and everything else, I would argue with the stories like P. Diddy and all this other shit going back to the point here, like the people doing this weird blackmail shit to each other. Hell, even John Cena fucking walking out naked. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, hazing, I think they're going to keep doing that to John Cena until like he either quits or they decide he's going to be allowed to become popular.
But that's just it. Whether you see, here's the thing I find interesting is going back to where it started up until now, people have very clearly dismissed the idea of cross-dressing as a part of hazing as a form of petticoat, when it actually falls into the definition. And that's also well documented. So it's not really a secret that people have been forced to wear shit, be naked, and do strange crap as public displays for hundreds of years. It's just really till recently that it's become something more secretive. And it's really clear. I would say like that this is at the very least a hazing. You know what I mean? Like, people are doing this shit to each other, and I don't know that it necessarily constitutes blackmail as much as it does harassment. You know what I mean? Like, because,
I think it's more like they have to, like, humiliate themselves to get, like, a better role, like, within Hollywood. So, like, with the whole thing with the, what's his name? Will Smith's wife cucking him, and then, like...
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, and then the whole slapping, you know, what's his face on stage, you know, that felt all staged, too. It's like, it was like a big humiliation ritual for both of them.
Well, but it's kind of like, that's why I say hazing, because it's like inverted blackmail, right? Normally I'd get something incriminating and hold it against you, like, if you don't do this. This is like the other way around, like, oh, well, you need to incriminate yourself to prove yourself to me.
Are you saying that Eddie Murphy didn't like dressing up like a woman in so many films?
Maybe.
Well, you have my dream.
I think he was actually busted a couple of times with transvestite prostitutes, so then... in his heyday, and
Eddie Murphy is like, he's fucked around, like, both ways. That's like nothing new.
And then, but, like, the thing with Will Smith again, his son was wearing a dress for a while,
Well, Smith from the beginning was already broken in. Like, that's how the industry is set up and made. The whole point and the whole reason he got the French Prince of Bel-Air is because the producer of the show was the one who, like, molested him or something.
Allegedly, right?
Allegedly, of course. But that's how it all goes down. They have to, like, suck off some, executive or whatever. And no, that's the truth.
I know. I'm not saying it's not.
Please.
And if they do it, they get the roles and they get the parts. It's been out there on all types of social media and even like YouTube and stuff with people admitting it.
You got to suck somebody off to get.
Something that everybody repeats is like you gotta suck their dick. You gotta suck their dick right there. Like
that's a quote.
Well, you know, you need two hands to eat a Whopper. but that's kind of my take, you know what I mean? I'm like yeah, if you start to really think about this, it's just this weird thing that becomes taboo, then it's not, then it is, it just keeps shifting. And I'm just like, I do tend to wonder, like, transing the kids and shit, how much is the forcing children to cross dress in a matter of speaking just a reflection of these people's guilt? They're projecting their guilt onto their children by doing something terrible and embarrassing to them. You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be some consciousness, some subconsciousness going on there, right?
It's fucked up. But a lot of it draws down to these crazy fucked up white motherfuckers who are plantation owners who used to do this type of punishment to their slaves. And then what do the generations learn? They learn that being put as a sissy, viewed as a sissy, is a bad thing. And sagging your pants is now a cool thing. But when back in the day, if your pants were sagged, you were broken into. You were a sissy. You know? You were a...
You have a point.
Yeah, I mean, Fleece Johnson even made that point on Lockdown.
Right? I mean, it's like, if you're a plantation owner and you're over here raping your slaves and their boys and this whole creepy, weird, white pedophile thing's going on with these plantation owners, and for generations, it's the white man making the black man feel like a sissy. So when the black man trying to punish his son, whenever he's feminine, he's a sissy. Oh no, he's getting flat. They're getting flashbacks, and then it just cycles on. So now, petticoating is, I hate that form of punishment. I think that's horrible. That's what I think it roots down to. So I fucking hate that shit. But if that's to your fucking pleasure, you're not projecting. You're finally accepting who you are and what you love. But children, you're for sure projecting.
Well, I'm glad I'm white.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you seem to know a lot about the slavery stuff. What part do you play in it?
Me?
I don't think she owns any slaves.
I don't have any paid slaves or anything like that.
No.
Just volunteer.
They want to pay me to act like my slave. They can pay me, and we can act like they're my slave for sure, but they got to pay me.
Damn.
Well, the offer's out there.
I'm not going to just find her Patreon. Yeah, I gotta make that.
Wait, did we just advertise for her to get, like...
For her to be a dominatrix?
Did we just accidentally share the love. Quality is her recipe, you know.
I mean, I didn't say anything about having slaves. You guys asked.
What's up?
I can't hear you. You keep like almost muting, Van.
Oh, sorry. I'll check that.
So this whole thing with these humiliation rituals, like, there was a lot of guys in Hollywood that if you were African American, you had to wear a dress. And it was either you had to do a bit on Saturday Night Live, or you had to do a scene in a movie, or you had to play a whole role in the dress. And do you have that list of everybody that's done that? Because the one I know that has refused to do it was Dave Chappelle. He was the one who refused the humiliation ritual. Because you got to think, what was it? Chris Tucker in Fifth Element, he wore a dress in that movie.
He did, but the other person you're forgetting is Cat Williams. And right now, Cat Williams
lot of drive on the social media platforms right now. Yeah. Like he's trending.
Yeah, he's coming out with a lot of dirty laundry.
Mm-hmm. He said, so actually, I saw a bit today where he was like, 2024, all the shit's coming out. He basically was throwing, he said, everyone's getting thrown under the bus, apparently.
Oh, man. He's going to turn himself into the great American chocolate bar.
I think he's going to get suicided, so I hope he has a good, like, security detail. Of the way he keeps... Well, just like the Boeing guy who was whistleblowing, he worked for Boeing for 32 years, and then they found him dead in his car from suicide, you know?
Surprise! Yeah. My bullets were in the back of his head.
I'm not sure, but I think he was supposed to do like a thing with Congress this week, so that's not happening. So let's like get on to Sean Puffy Combs. So his 1997 debut album No Way Out catapulted him to the rap scene and eventually went on to be certified 7 times platinum. It's one of the biggest names in American hip-hop. So he got his start at Uptown Records, where he helped develop R&B legends like Mary J. Blige and Jodeci, I think. I don't know. I never heard of him. Before pivoting into his creating music himself and then later becoming a record label executive and producer. So like 1990-91 era, according to a November 2023 lawsuit, Combs and R&B singer Aaron Hall allegedly sexually assaulted an unnamed victim and a friend after a music industry event, and then beat her several days later when confronted. Later on in 1991, according to a November 23 lawsuit, Combs allegedly drugged, sexually assaults, and videotapes a 19-year-old Joy Dickerson after going on a date with him. Where was the next one? April 16th, 1999, Combs is arrested and charged with 2 felonies, second-degree assault, criminal mischief, and the beating of record executive Steve Stout, and who says Combs and 2 bodyguards beat him with their fist and a telephone, a champagne bottle, and a chair. When Combs publicly apologizes, Stout asks for the charges to be dismissed. Now Combs reportedly pays this guy $500,000, you know, to just shut up. The assault charge is dropped. Combs pleads guilty for the lesser charge of harassment, and he's sentenced to 1 day of anger management classes.
Damn.
So like anybody would take that beating for $500,000?
I mean, what's a life without surprises?
So 2003, according to a December like 2023 lawsuit, Combs' former Bad Boy record president, Harvey Pierre, and a 3rd unidentified man allegedly gang rape an unarmed 17-year-old victim at a Manhattan recording studio.
Damn!
Oh my god.
2005, Combs and singer Cassie Ventura meet for the first time. Combs expresses interest in wanting to sign her to his label. She is 19 years old and he is 37.
Wow.
So Ventura signed a 10-album deal with Bad Boy Entertainment. Her debut single was Me and You and is released for a self-titled album drop the same year. According to a November 2023 lawsuit, the vicious cycle of abuse begins here. So she alleges that years of physical, psychological, emotional abuse, she claims that Combs forced her to purchase and take illegal drugs like cocaine, ketamine, and ecstasy. Then he filmed her as he forced her to participate in sex with male co-workers in multiple cities for his own voyeuristic pleasures, in a practice that he liked to call freak-offs. Now pay attention to that, because that word comes up again.
That's awesome.
And then he beat her on many occasions in retaliation for talking to other men, often with witnesses present.
What a maneuver!
Nice.
So in February 2024, lawsuit producer Rodney Little Rod Jones, a former producer of Combs, who worked with him on his latest releases, the Love album, Off the Grid, alleges that the music mogul groped him repeatedly during durations of making the album. Combs forced Jones to solicit sex workers and then take illegal drugs and more. But like his groping, it wasn't just like him getting his ass grabbed. He was claiming that Jones was like, you know, sticking his fingers into his anus.
Wow.
The way a sandwich should be.
Dan, you were supposed to use a clip.
Did I?
Well, there you go. Here.
I was like, damn, nigga, what you doing out here with all this ass?
This Cat Williams.
Double cheeked up on a Thursday afternoon. Hella ass. The sun is still out, my nigga.
It's going to be fucking Cat Williams when he decides that it's not worth dying for. Right. Out there slinging ass.
So some social media users, like because of all these allegations, started involving Diddy and other famous singers like Usher and Justin Bieber. So according to these sources, Diddy used to take Usher, who was 14 years old at the time, to wild parties where he exposed him to drugs, alcohol, and sex. Now, Diddy allegedly wanted to give Usher more than an edge to prepare him for his music industry.
Wow.
Similarly, some of these videos suggest that Diddy was also grooming Justin Bieber, who was 16 years old when he met Diddy and forced him into freak-offs, which again, that word again, where sexual encounters with multiple partners. The video claims that Diddy got Justin hooked on drugs and manipulated him to doing things that he didn't want to do. And I saw some video stuff that there's clips of it on YouTube, but I just don't want to share it because he was a kid at the time. Because there's like a scene where they're at a club and you see someone down on their knees, and it's Justin Bieber when he stands up and turns around to face the camera. And the guy that he was giving a special loving to, like, pulls his pants up, like, right as soon as he gets up. So it's like, what the fuck is going on? But he was still a kid. You know, this is before he got all messed up and started having these problems. And, you know, that's...
Well, they're claiming that now... Yeah, exactly. They're saying now he's all messed up because of all of that.
And it's like, it's not just men that were using him, too. It was, like, women, too. So he was just getting passed around.
Oh, for sure he was getting passed around.
Sounds like they... Smashed it to pieces, loved it to bits.
So Coombs, his 1997 debut album, No Way Out. Oh, he already said that. So these allegations are shocking and disturbing, but they haven't been confirmed or proven by official sources. That's why we're going to say allegedly, even though people are showing these videos. Like, there's a clip where, like, Puff Daddy's, like, confronting Justin Bieber saying, why don't you want to hang out anymore? And it's like,
yeah.
Puff Daddy's 41, Justin Bieber's like a kid, and he's like all stuttering and kind of shaking. And it's like, you can tell he's afraid right there. He doesn't want to tell him why he doesn't want to hang out. Diddy has denied all these accusations made by Cassie and has not commented on the ones involving Usher or Justin. So Usher and Justin have also not spoken publicly about the relationship with P. Diddy or the alleged abuse that they suffered. Now, therefore, it's important to be careful when critical consuming this kind of information, you know, whether it's based on speculation, hearsay, or false claims. Now, while it's possible that P. Diddy did force these two into freak-offs, there's no solid evidence to support this claim at the moment.
Mm.
So don't sue us. You know, we don't have any money.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly.
So that's all I got with that, man. You got anything you want to show, Beer Juice?
Nothing says loving like something from the oven. And follow the Petroglyph Press over at twitter.com/finestfakenews or at Instagram at instagram.com/the Petroglyph Press. And I put out new stuff every Wednesday and Saturday. If you want to see the finest fake news on the internet, I'm making it.
AJ, did you have anything you wanted to show?
I do not, but this is my official profile that exists for the internet. So if anyone would like to follow me here, this is where hopefully I will be broadcasting something at some point.
Oh. Oh.
That's progress, man.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Now you can see my page.
Just don't get banned like we did.
Hey, I'm not as terrible as you guys. I'm only bad because I hang out with you. So.
True.
Emma, do you got anything you want to show?
I'm not posting anything either. I just recently made a Rumble profile.
Oh, follow her on Rumble. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. It's in the chat. Yeah.
Van, do you got anything you want to show?
Next week we'll be doing Destination Unknown. I know Hyrule's been dying to do this Dragon Ball Z story that he's been sitting on for like weeks. So that was passing. Should be the appropriate time for that. Mm. And then, you know, I always got random videos. AJ's been submitting more. So videos from her. So it's pretty great. So there you go.
Our next episode, I'm going to have on a Luciferian guest that she's been in witchcraft, and I think it's perfect because we got this big eclipse coming on and people are freaking out over it. So let's, like, this Luciferian, she's different from like a regular Satanist. So she believes that Lucifer and Satan are different entities. And she says that they speak to her, and she says that she speaks to Baphomet and Cthulhu and some other shit. Yeah, it's like, I was talking to her on the Discord, so she's down to be on the show. We'll have her come on and have her tell us about what she believes in and stuff. And then we had another guy who contacted us saying that he was a reincarnated angel here to like help mankind ascend. So we'll get a call to him after the eclipse, hopefully, and we'll see what he has to say, whether we believe him or not, you know.
Joke's on us. The world ends at the eclipse.
Hell yeah.
Right?
I'm ready for it.
Apocalypse.
Yeah. Bang. I want to get it over with.
Literally. Big bang right now.
All right. And with that, we'll be playing this out.
You know, we donated tonight. That's kind of gay.
You have just been radiated by another expedition into the paranormal realm of the Atomic Shaman Sweat Lodge. Remember to trust no one and question everything. We hope you enjoyed your stay at our motel and RV park. Broadcasting from Los Angeles to Chicago along Route 66, we here at KNDR are signing off.